Kia ora, ko tū whenua wāra wā nā tanahira tuku ingoa. This is your Wātea News. Deputy Police Commissioner Wally Haumaha has told iwi leaders they don't need to post roadside checkpoints into their rohe, and in fact, it's dangerous to do so. He says police will be highly visible enforcing the level 4 lockdown rules against moving around, and they will impose fines. Keeping the highly infectious Delta strain of COVID in check is no job for volunteers.
What we didn't want to see was our people standing on the roads, stopping people, coming into contact with them, and the likelihood of going back into their community with this virus. Leave it to the police. We're mobilising our staff into those high sort of vulnerable areas and certainly have upped the ante on that visibility.
There are 11 new cases of COVID-19 in the community today. 8 are in Auckland and 3 people in Wellington who recently visited Auckland. This brings the total number of cases associated with the current Auckland community outbreak to 31. On top of the South Island Māori business is looking at how it can expand its stake in the blue economy through seaweed. Wakatūman Corporation Research and Business Development Manager Andy Elliott has been part of a Sustainable Seas National Science Challenge study looking at the potential economic, environmental, social and cultural benefits of growing or harvesting seaweed. He says New Zealand has more than 900 rimurimu species, the majority of them only found here, but consumption rates are low. Industry, business and other interested parties have been meeting to discuss what steps to take next. Now the report has identified the scope of the opportunity.
We need probably a lot more prototyping and pilot scale development. We need to balance the high value extract potential and really novel species with also the ones that we can grow in more and more broad acre. We also need to recognise and respect those that hold mātauranga and value those resources for communities and regions.
Andy Elliott says developing a rimurimu sector will also require a partnership with government to ensure the right regulatory settings and supports are in place. A milestone for Dallin Wātene Zelezniak on Sunday as he runs onto the wing for the Warriors in his 150th NRL game. The Kiwis captain has also strapped on the boots for Penrith and the Bulldogs in his 7-year career. He's treating the must-win match with the Broncos as just another game, but can't help looking back.
When I was 18, when I played, I was hoping to just get one game. Started racking up a few games, and now I'm lucky enough now to say that I've played a 150 and a blessing for my family and I, and I've really enjoyed my career at the moment, and hopefully there's a few more games there for me.
Dallin Wātene Zelezniak says he's looking forward to holding his new daughter Lola, who is now in managed isolation in Queensland with her mother and siblings after moving up from Sydney. And that is your Wātea News.